bienvenidas a la primera rueda de prensa de esta 68 edición del Festival de San Sebastián. Y vamos a hablar pues, hoy de la película que abre esta noche el festival, de la película de inauguración, Rifkin's Festival. Para hablar de la película tenemos aquí en la mesa a parte de su equipo y también vamos a tener a otros dos invitados conectados online desde Nueva York. Bueno, presento primero a la gente que está en la mesa. Tenemos a dos de sus intérpretes, Gina Gershon y Elena Naya. Y también tenemos a Jaume Roures, de MediaPro Studio, que es productor de la película. Y tenemos online, vamos a tener a Wallace Shawn, también intérprete de la película. No sé si está ya... Estamos... Sí, lo vamos a ver ahí nosotros. No. Vamos a ver si se establece la conexión.
Oh.
Ahí está, ahí los tenemos. Decía, tenemos a Wallace Shawn, que es uno de los intérpretes de la película también. Buenos días, Mr. Shawn. ¿Nos escucha bien?
Very well.
Okay, thank you very much.
Great to be here.
Y tenemos también, por supuesto, al director de la película, Woody Allen. Buenos días, señor Allen.
Hi, how are you? I'm thrilled to be here in New York, close to my home.
Muchas gracias a los dos por estar ahí, por el pequeño madrugón además, porque en Nueva York es hay cambio horario, ¿no? Y bueno, pues sin más dilación, vamos a empezar con las preguntas. Tenemos ya una primera pregunta aquí. Un momentito, sí. Primero vamos aquí.
Sí, hola. Mi pregunta es para el señor Woody Allen. Bueno, en realidad dos preguntas, si se me le permite. La primera es, tengo la duda de cuál, vista la película, cómo sería un festival ideal para él. Y la segunda pregunta es al respecto de escribir la película, bueno, sus películas, donde las ciudades tienen bastante presencia, en este caso Donosti, ¿cómo tiene en cuenta la ciudad a la hora de escribir el guión? Gracias.
Well, an ideal festival for me would be a festival where films that are not commercially promoted have a chance to be seen by people. So people can come to the festival and see films that are inspired and non-commercial and unusual and innovative and inventive, and they're not the usual films that you would see if you go to commercial movies, and they get a chance to be seen by critics and writers, and the value of them is then disseminated all over the world, and very original filmmakers get a chance to have their film seen. I wrote about the festival because the people financing my film wanted me to do a film in Spain. And I had already made a film in Barcelona, and I had filmed in Barcelona, had a wonderful time. And I had filmed in Oviedo, which I love, and that whole area, Avilas and there. It was wonderful to shoot there. And I was trying to think, where else can I film that I haven't filmed? And then I remembered I had been to the San Sebastian Film Festival and how beautiful San Sebastian was and how charming. So I thought, why don't I write a film for San Sebastian? And the outstanding thing I recalled about San Sebastian was the film festival. So I created the plot of the movie around the film festival, and that's how it emerged.
Muy bien. Tenemos aquí otra pregunta.
Hello, my first question is for Woody Allen, and it's about the humor of the film. I noticed that it's very satirical about the industry of filmmaking, and I wonder how much of it comes from personal experience. And for the cast of the film, What's the most distinctive thing about Woody Allen as a director on set?
I can only say, yes, I had a lot of experience, you know, many, many decades in making films, and I've experienced films in Europe and making films in New York and the film industry in Hollywood. And so I had a lot of anecdotes and information, and it was an easy atmosphere for me to write about.
Mm-hmm. Sí, tenemos otra pregunta allí.
Hola, buenos días. Bueno, yo tenía una pregunta para Elena y otra para Woody. Lo primero también felicitarte, Elena, por este papel. Y bueno, aprovechando que haces esta doctora Rojas, te quería preguntar directamente por la salud de nuestro cine. ¿Qué tal la ves con toda la que nos ha caído, ¿no?, este año con este COVID? Y a Woody preguntarle, o más que preguntarle, también saber su opinión sobre... Bueno, yo creo que se está convirtiendo Woody Allen en uno de nuestros mejores embajadores que podemos tener en la industria nacional. Se percibe, ya yo creo que es un mal de hace muchos años, ¿no?, que somos un país con baja autoestima. Mi pregunta a Woody Allen es si usted percibe también eso cuando rueda en España, sí, sobre la sociedad española o no. Gracias.
Gracias por tu felicitación. ¿Me escucháis bien? Como doctora Joe Rojas, cardióloga, creo que el corazón del cine español se encuentra muy enfermo. La situación de la cultura en España es terrible, ha sido muy golpeada, y quiero recordar como doctora que el cine es un lugar seguro, donde no ocurre nada, nada más que se invita a soñar despierto y ayuda a vivir mejor esta situación tremenda. Así que como recomendación profesional, que todos volváis al cine lo antes que podáis.
Buena receta.
Sí, había una pregunta para el señor Allen, creo. No sé si necesita que... Sí. Mr. Allen.
Do I believe that what's true? I'm not catching the...
The question, we can do the question again.
Do I believe what is true?
Si puedes plantear, por favor.
Sí, señor Allen, le decía...
The Spanish film industry, it seems to me wonderful. I you know, grew up on films, European films, and there were Spanish films that were wonderful. I've seen many Spanish, or not many, but a certain amount of Spanish films over the last years that have been terrific to watch. The Almodóvar films are inspiring to the whole cinema industry. And the Spanish film industry is full of, I've worked in it now to some degree, it's full of fabulous actors, it's just one of the great European, contributors to cinema.
Sí, tenemos ahí pregunta.
It's a question for Mrs. Wallace Shawn. Wonderful, wonderful acting. Watching the movie earlier, I had a feeling that I was listening to a Chekhovian story. I've seen you playing Chekhov years before, like Uncovania. And my question is there any, do you see any similarities between Chekhov and the Woody Allen's writings, especially concerning the way Woody Allen analyzes society in everyday life?
Well, who doesn't?
Wally. It's for Wally.
What?
It's for Wally. The question's for Wally.
Oh, well, for Wally. Okay, great. I can't hear.
I know, it's hard. It's very hard.
Well, both Chekhov and Woody Allen take a small group of people and in a rather quiet and gentle way, watch how they pass through the day. Woody sometimes has dramatic events in his films occasionally, but mostly, and this film is like that, the events are rather gently drawn, and you have to pay a bit of attention in the audience to catch the subtle changes in mood of the characters, even though both Chekhov and Woody Allen show people at very crucial moments in their lives. Moments when their lives dramatically change. This is true of Rifkin's Festival. But like Chekhov, you have to sort of watch it carefully, or you don't really realize that their lives are being changed.
Gracias. Sí, tenemos aquí pregunta.
Hello, this is Yanis from Greece. This is a question to Mr. Allen. You have chosen to show ways of your own representation of films that you adore, and they are from a specific era, the 50s and the 60s. We're talking about Bergman, Truffaut, Fellini, etc. Would you say that this kind of cinema is for the past and only the past, or is it possible to have such as great auteurs in the cinema today or maybe tomorrow?
Well, I see no reason why there wouldn't be great auteur filmmakers coming along now and coming along in the future. Those filmmakers were inspirational, and they were great influence. They were European film masters, and there was a period where they were abundantly shown, their films were abundantly shown in the United States, and they were a great influence on American films, and those films remain classics in the same way that great literature that was written 10 years ago or 100 years ago or 200 years ago remain classic in their impact. And I think there's no reason not to think. I think there are some very fine filmmakers today that would be perfect colleagues and peers with those masters. And I'm sure there will be many to come over the years.
Uh-huh. Gracias. Teníamos pregunta aquí, me parece, esta señorita. Sí.
Hola, buenas tardes. Es una pregunta para el señor Allen. ¿Qué es con lo que más ha disfrutado haciendo el rodaje de esta película en San Sebastián? Y la otra pregunta era si había visto la última entrega de Claude Lelouch de Un hombre y una mujer, Le Plus Bel Année d'une Vie. Gracias.
Excuse me, sure. I saw A Man and a Woman when I was younger. I actually had a conversation with Claude Lelouch not that long ago about the film. It was also one of those European films that had enormous impact on the young generation of filmmakers coming up, very influential and very impacting on American cinema. The most delightful part of working on this film was that my family and myself could get a chance to spend months in San Sebastian. That's why we're heartbroken that we could not come back now for the festival opening, because you know, we relished the time that we spent in San Sebastian. We loved every second of it. My wife took great advantage of it. traveling around and hiking all over and seeing all the places and the sights. And we loved living here. We loved the people. I loved eating my dinners out here amongst all the people every night. It was just a great experience for us. And we would have liked to have duplicated it for a couple of nights at least here in the festival. But this dreadful pandemic has really ruined everything.
Sí, quizá podríamos extender esta pregunta sobre la experiencia de rodar San Sebastián a Gina, Elena, Jaume también, que tú habías rodado antes con, en Barcelona, ¿no? Con Woody Allen, ¿cómo ha sido también un poquito San Sebastián? No sé si Gina es la primera vez que viene y cómo ha sido la experiencia, ¿no? De rodar aquí, a los tres que estáis aquí en la mesa.
I had been to San Sebastián just one night several years before, and it was terrible. I was breaking up with my boyfriend, and I just kept looking at the sky changing colors every few hours. And so my first experience was not good, but I do remember, wow, San Sebastián has such a gorgeous sky. But shooting here, it was just a dream. I mean, I'd wake up and, you know, Woody has these, you know, he knows what he wants. We didn't have terribly long days, so I would wake up and I would hike and I'd jump in the sea and then I'd come back, take a shower and go to work, and we'd be finished in time that I could go take another hike and walk to some wonderful dinner afterwards. So it was pretty heavenly, I have to say. The hardest part for me working in San Sebastián is, you know, the food is so good. And I was filming, and I just wanted to eat all the time. So that was the only challenging part that I had, not gaining 10 pounds while I was here.
Para mí siempre es un placer volver a San Sebastián. Uno no se acostumbra a la belleza de esta ciudad y a lo amables que son sus gentes y la sonrisa y lo bien que se vive aquí. Ojalá en Madrid tuviésemos este monte y este aire limpio y esta ciudad sostenible. Y venir a trabajar con Woody Allen y con este reparto extraordinario, pues qué os voy a decir, ha sido un regalo de la vida, lo he disfrutado, llegaba todos los días un poco neurótica, no tenía esa vida tan relajada como Gina, salía atormentada del rodaje, pero cogía aire para volver al día siguiente, así que siempre quiero volver, siempre me quedo con ganas de más. Y ayer nos comimos una chuleta con patatas fritas y con pimientos, así que superé todos los traumas del rodaje de no poder salir a cenar ni una sola noche. It was good, eh?
It was so delicious. I didn't have that problem shooting, I just kept eating. What are you gonna do?
Cuando empezamos a hablar con Woody de esta película, él ya tenía claro que la iba a hacer en San Sebastián, porque yo, que no comparto el tema de las postales, para él era el marco ideal para hacer una película sobre sus referencias y sus fundamentos cinematográficos y los de toda una generación, por no decir los de todo el mundo, ¿no? Y por tanto esto iba a ser aquí sí o sí, digamos, después el envoltorio puede estar mejor o peor, pero quiero sacar esa idea que parece a veces de que vamos por los sitios haciendo postales turísticas, ¿no? Digamos, Vicky Cristina Barcelona tenía un sentido en Barcelona y Rifkin tiene el sentido de que cuál es el festival es una de las mejores referencias de los fundamentos cinematográficos de los últimos 70 años. Entonces, ¿dónde ibas a hacerlo si no era aquí, ¿no? Y además, bueno, yo he vivido en Euskadi, o sea, que no, todo lo otro ya me lo conozco desde hace muchos años. O sea, que encantados y bueno, y se hizo aquí porque él quería desde el principio, no había discusión, no era aquello, vamos a buscar un lugar y tal, sino tenía muy claro cuál era la película que quería hacer y nosotros encantados de hacer esta, digamos, este contenido de película en este lugar.
Gracias. Teníamos, sí, allí una pregunta. Sí, allí, de verde.
Hola, buenas. Mi pregunta es para el señor Allen. Esta película se presenta como una oda al cine que usted ama. Quería preguntarle de si el cine actual, sin llegar a generalizar, lo ve que ha perdido cierta sensibilidad artística en comparación con otros maestros como Fellini o Bergman. Y ya está. Esa era la pregunta.
I think there are always cinema artists, and they were then struggling and to get an audience, and they struggle now. There's the commercial cinema, which always dominated. It dominated in the time of Bergman and Fellini. Those films didn't compare in terms of commercial popularity with the other movies, the general Hollywood movies or the commercial movies. And the situation remains the same now. There are some serious filmmakers that make excellent, very fine films, and some of them do very well, some of them do less well than the commercial. Obviously, we live in an age where blockbuster films make hundreds of millions of dollars. This was unheard of then, but the same equation held true. The commercial films made much more money than the foreign films. And then what happens is it starts not to pay for the cinemas to show the smaller films because they make so much more money with the bigger films. And the smaller, more serious filmmakers are always struggling to get distribution, to get good theaters, to get their film seen, and they're always, and it will always be that way. And nevertheless, the ones who are artists will emerge, and their movies will emerge, and they'll be around and be seen on a lower flame, but a longer burning flame than the commercial ones that come and make a lot of money and you never hear of them again afterward. But I think the situation is really the same. The cosmetics change, but the principle remains the same.
Tenemos tiempo solo para una última pregunta. Sí, la chica, señorita azul, que nos había pedido hace turno hace rato. Gracias.
My question is for the actors. I would like to know what you did to develop the relationships among the characters. What do you do to kind of build that chemistry?
I think I loved being in the makeup room with Wally when he was getting ready. He was so wonderful and charming. He kind of reminded me of Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz when everyone was working on him. And I just fell in love with him there. And so I felt for Sue, looking at Mort, there was a connection that I just felt, I don't know, very protective and loving towards him. I mean, you know, Wally, how do you not love Wally Shawn? That's a no-brainer. He's easy to love. And, you know, then Louis, on the other hand, you know, it's like he's pretty easy to be infatuated with. So really, Woody made it very easy for me. Elena and I, we had one scene together, which, you know, turned out to be one of my favorites in the movie. And we just got along as soon as we met, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, you just to add on to what I was saying before, I would go to work and I didn't know who to look at. I'm watching Woody Allen, one of my favorite directors of all time, and then I'm looking over at Vittorio Storaro, who's shooting it, and working with Wally and Elena and such an amazing cast. I just kept pinching myself, you know? So I don't know. Woody made the relationship and that very easy for me in casting it so well.
Wally, do you want to answer?
Definitely do feel like Dorothy. I've never been compared to Dorothy before, but yes, it. I also felt I couldn't believe my good fortune, and there was no effort really involved in having very strong feelings about the two women in the film. I don't really believe in acting per se. I tend to just react to what is happening in front of me, and I don't really pretend to be somebody else, except that the circumstances that I'm given and the lines that I'm given require me to draw on a little bit of a different part of myself. But as far as being sort of feeling joyful and wide awake in the presence of Elena and Gina, that was not a trick.
Y para mí, pues, solamente decir que ha sido un regalo poder tener a Wally Swan a mi lado, que a mí también me gustaba mucho verle en maquillaje, convertirse en Dorothy y ser el actor más feliz del mundo y más agradecido a su trabajo, aunque no se considere actor, a mí me parece que es enorme y fue un sueño hecho realidad. Fue intentar hacer una película como cine, como arte, tener a Woody Allen delante nuestro, dirigiéndonos, a Storaro iluminándonos y a un equipo extraordinario que vino desde muchos lugares del mundo para hacer esto posible. Ha sido muy bonito y me siento muy agradecida y muy afortunada de poder estar aquí.
Muchas gracias. Bien, tenemos que acabar ya porque el equipo de la película tiene que prepararse para la premiere de esta noche, de Ruskin's Festival. Solo nos queda agradecerles a Gina, a Elena, a Jaume, que hayan estado aquí con nosotros, y Mr. Shaw, Mr. Allen, muchas gracias. Thank you very much for being there.
Thank you and good luck this evening.
Okay, y solo desearles mucha suerte con la película.
Wish suerte. We were there.
Big kiss to Helen as well.
Have a nice time tonight.
Thank you.